In February, Onyx Coffee Lab made history as the first coffee company to snag top spots in two categories at the U.S. Coffee Championships hosted by the Specialty Coffee Association of America. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth caught up with the winners during a celebration at Onyx headquarters in Rogers.
Employees and friends cheer as Alika Lifty walks past an emerald green curtain in the 1907 building where Onyx Coffee Lab is headquartered in downtown Rogers. The coffee company is celebrating two big wins at the U.S. Coffee Championships held in Orange County, California, last month. Lifty, a manager and barista at Onyx, won the Brewers Cup, while co-owner Andrea Allen took first place in the Barista Championship. And Lifty says preparing to compete at the top level of coffee service is more work than people might think.
Well, a lot of early mornings before work, I would come in. Our competition has two services. There's a closed service where I am provided a coffee and given a set amount of time to make it taste good. And so a lot of mornings I would come in with a what would be considered a bad coffee and work on that. I would skip lunches to do performance run-throughs. The second service is an open service, and that's the presentation that you can find on the live stream. And so just running through that script anytime I got in my car, running through a full presentation during lunches, after work. And so there's just a lot of hours, really, just getting comfortable and familiar doing the things I practice doing.
For the competition, each barista has to choose a theme, and no surprise, Lifty's theme was discipline. For her presentation, Andrea Allen prepared three distinct espresso courses to the judges in just 15 minutes, highlighting the flavor and versatility of the coffee, but also provoking a deeper conversation about the product and supply chain.
And then for my signature course, I served espresso with clotted cream, papaya juice, passion fruit nectar, maple syrup, and an egg white. And I blended it up and then shook it with ice and served it underneath a tray that had a mirror on it. And so the judges put the straw through the mirror and didn't see the drink at all. And when they drank, they just looked at themselves. And kind of, it was part of my thematic presentation, which is just that the people in the chain of coffee are as important or more important than the actual coffee drinks that we're serving. And so that was kind of like the drink was really great, but like it wasn't really about the drink, it was about the people drinking it. So.
And all that hard work and innovation seems to be paying off. This was the first time that any coffee company has taken home the top spots in both main categories. And another of Onyx's baristas, Lance Hendrick, took home second place in the Brewers Cup. Allen says the culture of Onyx has a lot to do with their success in these kinds of competitions.
My husband, John, and our green buyer, Dakota, sourced up like really, really nice coffees that we think are the judging panels will like, that we you know, feel really confident working with. And then beyond that, like our team, I'm just so proud of them. They're all really kind. And like when we go to competitions, we have our presentations are they're very coffee based, but they're also like very people based. And at Onyx, we're really like focused on like coffee community and coffee culture. And so I think at least right now in terms of the competition circuit that people are looking for those kinds of voices. And so we just happened to hit it just right this year.
Her husband and co-founder, John Allen, says before Onyx started entering and placing in competitions, it was hard for the company to get recognition outside of Arkansas.
Being a roaster in Arkansas has had some issues in the past as far as just getting our coffees out there. So our main business is roasting for other high-end cafes. That's, you know, 8-9 years ago when we were sending out samples to nice cafes in San Francisco or in London or even in the Midwest, you know, most of the time they get rejected without even being tasted. And we quickly realized that we need sort of to prove ourselves on the competitive coffee scene in order to even be taken seriously.
He says while from the outside the world of coffee competition seems niche, winning can have a real economic impact for roasters, distributors, and producers.
Now, in 2020, I would say that we probably have a better reputation actually outside of our area. But, you know, over 90% of what we roast leaves the state of Arkansas and goes around the world. And so that, I think, competition has played a pretty big part in people just giving us a chance when they don't. You know, if it's an international client, they may not even know what Arkansas is. It's also allowed us to purchase, from my standpoint, because I buy green coffee, and so I'm sourcing a lot. And producers, farmers follow competition very closely because it gets their brand out. It's a very big marketing push for a producer to win a competition. And so it's helped me tremendously buying coffees that maybe they wouldn't sell us normally, or auctions that I wouldn't be invited to. So it's opened a lot of doors.
And Lifty agrees that competition elevates coffee in this region and helps to ultimately benefit the consumer.
I think it's been really great for the area. What we've been trying to cultivate, and what I think this will help do, is turn Northwest Arkansas into a kind of coffee tourism destination. I mean, we put it on our bags, we say it, never settle for good enough. We just keep trying new things, we keep pushing and trying to create a better product and a better atmosphere. How can we brew better coffee, make a better drink, provide better hospitality? And I think that's contributed to our growth and our success.
In May, Lifty and Allen travel to Melbourne, Australia to represent Onyx at the World Coffee Championships, where they hope to bring back their first international win. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.